Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, audience. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and as always, I want to just thank you so much for being part of my show, listening, supporting, just thank you for listening. My name is Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am the host, and I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. Now, happiness specialist, what does that mean? Sorry, listeners that have been listening to me for a few months or even a few years. Let me just explain to my new listeners. This, for me, years and years and years ago, I made a decision that I really wanted to be happy. I really wanted to feel good, and I wanted to feel good all the time. I mean, I know it sounds wacky, but I was looking for this feeling of, and honestly, the feeling is a feeling of satisfaction mixed with contentment. Satisfaction mixed with contentment. And I kept thinking that I needed to do something. I needed to do something to feel satisfied and content. I needed to do something to feel at peace with myself and with life. And of course, you know, what I think and what really is what I think with my mind, what I think with my without aligning to the universe, of course, I'm going to think that it's something that I need to do, something that I need to accomplish. Well, come to find out that none of that is true. What is real and what is true is that I have to live. My purpose, my destiny is to live connected, plugged in to the universe in every single moment. And what does that mean to feel plugged in? Well, come with me just for a second and close your eyes. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And remember a place, a time, a place where you felt like you were in heaven. You felt like you were connected. You felt like you were in awe, and you recognized the beauty all around you. You left the world for I don't know how many moments, or maybe even longer than moments, but you felt a part of the energy that creates worlds, that time. And we've all had them. So that feeling of connectiveness is how that's how I want to feel in every moment. Is it possible? Well, I'm here to tell you that I definitely have more moments like that, more moments that are in awe, more moments that I feel connected to the universe today than I did 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, definitely 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I didn't even know what energy and feel living connected was. So it's a gradual process. It's a gradual journey, living connected, staying connected. And how does that look? What does that mean? And how do you do it? Ooh, really good questions. Good questions. Living connected, living aligned to the universe, in my eyes, means that the past has no power over how I'm feeling in this moment. The past has basically evaporated into nothingness, and it's not even, it doesn't even cross my mind unless I'm remembering a time or a moment where I was with a loved one connecting or in nature, unless I'm just reminiscing for a moment or two about a beautiful memory, the past doesn't exist. I'm not basing any of my behavior. I'm not speaking based on anything from the past. In other words, my intention, my words have nothing to do with yesterday or the day before. I was teaching a class, a water class, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I teach it once a week. And so one of my students asked me, she says, how did your week go? And I said, oh, it was a good week, just like that, really quick, because that's it, was a good week. And she says, well, what did you do? And I couldn't even remember, number one. And when you say, what did you do? In other words, recap your week and share, recap your week and share. For me, it was like the fingernails on the blackboard. Okay, it was really interesting. I was like, go over last week, go over what I did during the week. And I told her, I said, you know what, I really only live in this moment. I know it sounds crazy, sounds like I'm a nut, but I really only live in this moment. And I couldn't remember, or I couldn't even. I just don't go back into what I did yesterday. And it's funny because she looked at me with a what? But then in a second or two, I could see it in her eyes, and she recognized what I was saying and feeling, that it really is this moment, and to go into anything in the past is not going to add to, or it's actually taking away from this present moment. So that's one reason. I mean, that's one way that you are able to stay satisfied and content when the past doesn't exist anymore. The future, that was another hard one to get. How could I plan, be productive, have goals if I wasn't in the future, if I didn't care about or think about the future? And that issue was solved with me very quickly, and I have to say, it's something that I've come to embrace, and that is that I used to think that I could make something happen, or I was making something happen. And I know a lot of you out there believe that, yes, you are making something, you're working hard, you're making it happen, you're working hard, you're getting to another step, next step, next step, you're growing, next step. But I've come to believe, and I've come to know for without a doubt for me, that I would not have planned the way that my life has turned out. It's not my plan. I know that it's a different plan than what I would have drawn up. And so with that knowing that my future, everything that is before me, I should say, is not my plan either. Letting go of what could happen, should happen, what I want to happen, what I desire to happen in the future has allowed me to live even lighter than thinking about. In other words, now if I'm thinking about the future or my head is in tomorrow or even the next week or the next year or the next month, then I'm really robbing myself of this present moment. There is no room for the future in the present moment. No room. It's crowding your when I was thinking about the future, I'm actually taking away from my present moment. And to experience the present moment in the whole moment, all of it, there is no room for the past or the future. Now, the other element of this living satisfied and content with myself and with life and the world is to be able to accept everything as is. Now, what does that mean? Accept the wrongs in the world, accept the injustice, and accept people getting tortured, accept children getting mistreated. No, I'm not talking about not acting on or not being or not participating in solutions to any of these things that we see or deem or want to assist in resolving conflicts. But there is a different energy of looking at an issue and thinking that, okay, there is something wrong with this and it needs to be fixed. And the other energy of, okay, I notice that this what is happening is not really compatible with my energy, and I want to be a part of uplifting whatever this problem is. Hopefully I'm making sense here, because I'm my eyes are closed and words are sometimes coming out and sometimes they don't come out. But okay, let me get back to the point. Part of being, in other words, this is it. I don't think it's my job, for me, I don't think it's my job to look and say, oh, this is a problem. A lot of people don't know about happiness. Now I got to get out there and fix them. Now I have to go out there and let people know how to be. But as opposed to sharing, this is what I've learned. This is what I want to share to assist with a solution. And how can I help, how can I aid in growing the planet or growing personal growth? Hold on a second. You know what? We're having a couple of technical difficulties, and I'm a little distracted here. We're going to go to a quick commercial break and come right back in a few seconds. Okay, stay on with me.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
You know what? Sometimes all you have to do is just press the right button, right? All it is me pressing the button, the button that wasn't right. And of course, I'm going to have technical difficulties. self-inflicted technical difficulties. Okay, back to acceptance. Acceptance is a real powerful word, and acceptance doesn't mean that you don't need to act, or you're not inspired to do anything to change or to alter or to grow or to. The acceptance is, oh, this way it is, too bad. No, acceptance is more of, this is reality. And I'm not judging whether this is good, whether this is bad for the planet, whether this is good for me, whether this is bad for me. I'm accepting it. I'm accepting it all without judgment. That's the key. And the other thing that is really, really, it, it's it's a it's an element, it's a staple that if you don't, if you're not down with this concept, it's going to be very difficult to also experience more happiness. And that is to be okay, to be able to be at peace, calm, and content with uncertainty, not knowing what's around the corner, not knowing what the plan is, and being okay with not knowing. I had a conversation with a friend of mine that I've known for probably over 20 years, I would say. Maybe 18 years, 18, 19, 20 years, a long time. And I brought up the concept of being okay with uncertainty, and it was, audience, I might as well have taken this person and put him on a rack and stretched him and tortured him for a whole day. The only reason why I could not trust and be down with this plan of uncertainty and being able to be part of this life of uncertainty and be at peace with it is because the other way just didn't work. Forcing, trying to make something happen didn't work. Didn't feel good. It felt like I was trying too hard, doing too much, carrying too much weight. So, again, acceptance and being okay with uncertainty. All points is an illusion. The future, forget about it, is not even a concern. Trusting, accepting, and the big daddy, the big kahuna of them all, at the end of it all, is allowing and surrendering and letting the universe take over totally. Now, the only reason why I wasn't okay with uncertainty is because I wasn't okay with not trying to control. And I wasn't okay with thinking that, and I wasn't okay with allowing another entity or another energy to take over, to hand over the reins, if you will. But at this time, I know for a fact, after all of these years, that trusting and allowing the universe to take over all of it, all of your quote problems, all of your challenges, ask for the lesson. I ask for the lesson. What's the lesson? What am I supposed to get? What am I supposed to know? How am I going to grow from this? And thank you. I know whatever I'm going through, I'm growing through. Oh, I got to tweet that. Whatever I'm going through, I'm growing through. Oh, that's really good. And so with that, know that it's all with purpose. Everything that happens is happening with and for a purpose. I want to thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard, you know, I'm thinking about it's going to be heard every Sunday, not Saturday and Sunday, but every Sunday. But I'll keep you posted at 7 a.m. Right now it's Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you like the show, and I know that you did, I know it's a quick show, I invite people to call in, but for whatever reason, no one's called in today, and the call-in number is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. And since you like the Reality Spirituality show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. I want you to remember, follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington also. I want you to remember who you are, audience. You are a spiritual being. You are spirit having a human experience. You are energy having a human experience, having you're in human form. And with that said, you have choices in every moment to choose peace or to choose drama, to choose acceptance or to choose resistance, to choose to flow or to choose to struggle, suffer. All suffering is necessary. All suffering is unnecessary. It's all about the perspective. You are perfection, regardless of whether you feel it or know it, regardless of what you think you're going through, what happened in the past. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. You're always growing, you're always evolving, you're always changing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Growth takes patience. Be okay with it. Be okay with time and relaxing with time and relaxing with the unfolding of the next moment. Woof. What else do I have to say? Oh, my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. You can find it on my website or Amazon.com, Lulu.com. And if you email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com and you would like a copy of the book, I will autograph it for you. I will ship it for free. And it's just $19.95 to my PayPal account. Thank you so much, audience. Thank you, Reality Spirituality audience. And until next week, remember, every moment you have a choice. You have a choice as to how you want to feel. You have a choice as to how you want to perceive your moments, your life, your journey. You have a choice as to how you want to behave. You have a choice as to what you want to say. All of it is free will. You have free will to either trust and surrender or to resist and try to control. Until next week, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Love you all.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Get down,
bring up the spirituality.